share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 39-year-old woman killed her neighbor and hid her body under a bed after stealing the victim's jewelry to pay off her debts. According to Barita Harian, the woman lives on the second floor of an apartment block at Perjuran Subang Mewa, USJ 1. The police were alerted about the case when the victim, an Indonesian KUIH seller, was reported missing by her husband. Subang Jaya District Police Chief, Assistant Commissioner Abid Khalid Othman, said the victim's husband, 47, returned home at about 7 p.m. on the 9th of March and found the front door unlocked. He found his 54-year-old wife missing, but her personal belongings, including her mobile phone, were still in the house. After failing to find his wife, the man lodged a police report at the UJS 8 police station at 12:01 a.m. yesterday, the 9th of March, he said, adding that the man last spoke to his wife at about 1:20 p.m. and 3:45 p.m. on the same day. While collecting evidence, the victim's husband suspected that his wife's disappearance had something to do with their neighbor, whose house was located about 10 meters away. He had grown suspicious because he heard that his neighbor had pawned jewelry shortly after his wife went missing and discovered that the woman was in debt and having financial problems. The suspect was later called to the USJ 8 police station at 3 p.m. on the 9th of March for questioning, and after about 3 hours, she confessed to killing the victim at her residence. About 8 p.m. last night, the suspect was taken back to her house by members of the Serious Crime Investigation Division, D9, and showed the victim's body covered with a blanket hidden under the bed, Abid Khalid said. The suspect is believed to have called the victim, and asked her to come to the house, giving reasons that her hand was injured and she needed help to take care of her 2 children, a 1-year-old and a 3-month-old. The suspect claimed that she hit the back of the victim's body with her hand until she fell before hitting the victim's head to the floor. Abid Khalid Othman said he was informed that the suspect also worked at the victim's KUIH stall. He added that the motive of the murder is believed to be due to financial problems the suspect was facing and she was desperate to pay off her debts amounting to about Rs 5,000. The victim wore a lot of jewelry and maybe that prompted the suspect to kill the victim in order to get the jewelry and pawn it to settle the debt, he said. Currently, we are still tracking down the jewelry consisting of necklaces and bracelets which are said to have been pawned by the suspect, he said. Abid Khalid added that the suspect's husband, a 48-year-old man who works as a production crew member, was not at home during the incident but was also detained to assist in the investigation. Meanwhile, the victim's body was sent to Serdang Hospital for autopsy while investigations are being conducted according to Section 302 of the Penal Code. The 2 suspects were brought to Shah Alam Court this morning for a remand application. Also read, parents leave 2 kids behind after being killed in accident with van that lost control in Kajang. Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook Source, Barita Harian. Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook Source, Info Roadblock JPJ, Polis, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.